One.
Go.
All right, now we are in sync. Because you said one and I said go.
Go.
And I'm playing guitar. Starting off strong-ish already.
All right, what's the name of the show?
This is Captain Podcast with Shale and Beefy. Episode 105, Ooh. Earth.
We begin our tale many eons ago. Let me ask you a question, Shale Riley.
Yeah. Ask me a question, Beefy.
At what point in the show are we at? Have we already listened to music? And like, if I'm the listener.
No, this is the intro. And we're going to talk about the show's format. So let's do that now. That's
this is good because this will be educational for both me and you probably.
Here's what I'm thinking, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We do 5 podcasts because we don't want to do a long-term commitment. We are,
yeah, F that.
We do it.
And, yeah, we do big things too often.
We're gonna play some music and talk about mm-hmm. ourselves a little bit because we are famous-ish people.
I was really, really excited about the idea of a self-important artist podcast. And
what would you call it? Self-important artist podcast. Okay, that's
self-important artist. That's too meta. That's too real for me.
Okay, so Captain Podcast.
Captain Podcast. I like it. It sounds so good. I feel like we've stolen it.
We did because there was a cartoon called Captain Planet.
Right.
And if you notice, episode one is called Earth. Can you guess what the next 4 episodes are going to be titled?
Let's edit that out. Let's make it think. Let's make him believe I was in on the joke.
Okay. We'll edit that out.
So the format of the show is we're gonna talk. We're gonna play some music and then we're gonna talk. I like it.
Yeah,
it's like hipster please. It's like hipster please without like all the really thought out music selections.
Yeah,
and like, the informativeness
or the legality of playing songs that are like, you know, free for download because we're.
I haven't podcasted in a while. I have so much I want to talk out loud to people. So let's talk. Do you want to talk about the first song? You just want to let it roll.
I'll talk about the first song. This is let's talk about the format some more first for a second. So
go ahead.
The way we're doing this is I'm going to choose a song, then Beef is going to choose a song. We're going to play 10 songs, I think, each episode. And maybe an 11th song, which is like a special song, maybe like a song by one of us. At the end of this podcast, I'll play the premiere of a Weird Al cover that I did with my band, the Double Ice Backfire, which is a cover of Melanie for a Weird Al tribute album. And before that, we're going to alternate picking songs that we like. Just me and Beefy going to show you some of what we listen to. And we'll try to keep it brief because I know you don't want to hear too much of this shit. So I'm going to get right into the first song, and I'll talk about that when we play it. Then we'll play Beefy's song afterwards, and we come back from the songs. Beefy will talk about his song. Okay, so that was kind of a ramble.
But I think we just educated everybody on podcasts. Podcast 101.
See, I can ramble.
Nailed it.
Play guitar. It doesn't matter.
Nailed it.
I can say like anything.
Nailed
but
it.
I don't know about chickens in my glove box. If I don't know about chicken in the glove box, chicken in the glove box, chicken in the glove box. If I don't know about chicken in the glove box. What do you think of that, baby?
Good? That's good. I think if you fade out on that song, like going into the song we're playing, I think that'll sound so great.
That is what is happening right now. Fading out.
Perfect.
Skeletons of cigarettes and empty cans and bottles, and we tear out of the parking lot, the engine at full throttle, and we map to route with all right turns so lights won't get us caught. We got a mess of cash and duffel bags, and every penny's hot. Well, hallelujah. Well, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, hallelujah.
son, the loudest one. Representing BK to the fullest. Gats I pull it. Bastards ducking when Big B bucking. Chicken heads be clucking in my bathroom fucking. It ain't nothing. They know Big B handling with the Mac in the act door paneling. Bandaging MCs. Oxygen, they can't breathe. Mad tricks up the sleeve. Wear boxes so my dick can breathe. Breeze through in the Q45 by my side. Lyrical high. And those that brushes, my clutches get put on crutches. Get smoked like Dutches from the master. Hate to blast ya, but I have to. You see, I smoke a lot. Your life is played out like Farm A and them fucking polka dots. Who rock the spot? Biggie, you know how the weed go. Unbelievable. Rappers can't sleep, need sleeping. Big keep creeping, bullets heat sinking. Casualties need treating, dumb rappers need teaching. Lesson A, don't fuck with B.I., that's that, O.I. Thought he was whack, oh come now. Why y'all so dumb now? Hunt me or be hunted. I got 357 ways to simmer saute. I'm the winner all day. Lights get dimmer down Biggie's hallway. My forte causes Caucasians to say he sounds demented. Call weed scented. If I said it, I meant it. Bite my tongue for no one. Call me evil or unbelievable. Lexus coupes leave no witnesses. What you think this is? Ain't no amateurs here. I damage and tear. MCs fear me. They too near not to hear me. Clearly, I'm the triple beam dream. 1,000 grams of uncut to the gut. It seems fucked up the way I touched up the grill. Trying to play gorilla when you ain't no killer. The gats by your liver. Your upper lip quiver. You're ready to die. Tell God I said hi. And throw down some ice for the nicest MC. Niggas know the steelo. Unbelievable.
So we theoretically just listened to
that song. We played Casio Tone for the
Casio Tone
Optimist versus the Silent Alarm.
Which is the one? Was that the one that did the Saints Go Marching In at the end?
Yes, they do go into the Saints Go Marching In.
Right.
What do you think of that song? Right.
I loved it.
Yeah, I dig it too. It's super weird. It's really different.
It's totally indie. It's the most
indie thing I've ever heard. I think.
It's like sometimes I'll do some Arcade Fire, like.
Oh, that's nothing compared to Casio.
That's nothing to this. Yeah, this is just like, oh, that.
This dude probably like.
This is a heist.
He probably makes music with a tape deck. I mean, he's way more indie.
This was a heist, son.
I think he's more indie than we are.
Oh yeah, I never heard of him.
I know. my friend Brett from college like introduced me to that guy, and like during the darkest parts of the winter, I would take these super long, depressed walks, and they were just perfect because like he's like the most wonderfully depressing artist I've ever been into. I've never been into a more depressing artist. So he just like fit the winter really well.
Yeah.
And I want to kind of give him a send off. I'm not going to listen to him during the spring and summer. So that was my goodbye to Casio Tone. And I like the band. I'll probably listen to him more when it gets
cold again
or something.
They're so indie that if I started liking them now, I could still be considered like a hipster when they get bigger.
You know, they're indie because it's like the name suggests a band, but it's just one guy with like five keyboards.
Right. It's like before he's on an iTunes commercial.
Right.
Like I could say, oh, well, we played him on our podcast.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
What was that? 2011? I mean, come on, man. like early to 2011, if early I remember correctly.
He actually changed his name, and he doesn't do stuff as Cassio Tone anymore. So he's a lot like Dan Wilkes, you know.
Who?
I don't know. All right, so let's talk about the song we played by you. By your selection, right?
No, that was me. I don't know if you know this.
Of course.
Here's the thing,
well, you're Biggie Smalls, right? That's one of your old...
We have to keep that on the DL. Okay. Me and Shug Knight have this thing going. It's right, go on. Like, so the biggest joke in the history of hip-hop.
So Biggie Smalls, unbelievable. Why did you choose that track?
To be honest, like... I like Biggie's was the first, Life After Death was the first album I ever got, started listening to, and I loved it. And you know, when I went back, like Ready to Die, though, that was what he came out with, that was his classic. And you know, I never went back and listened to that until I got older. And it was a good time to listen to it because it's cool to listen to like Biggie just coming into it. And like, you know, he's got stuff to prove. It's his first album, it's like really like jam packed, but not without like all the like talking about how hard it is to be on top. Just like more of his hustles and stuff. And it's really, and that's just a good, like kind of like, it's almost like a freestyle song. He's just like going.
Yeah, it's really good. It's
a good series of flows. And he's just, I like that song a lot. And I was just re-listening to it on the iPod lately. And I was like, man, this is, I'm not feeling this. A lot of these songs are just things like, what was I feeling a lot in the last week?
Yeah.
What did I really enjoy listening to?
Yeah, same here.
And that reminded me of Earth because I like to keep with the theme of the show.
Nice. That's how I like to do it. Explanation.
Yeah, you know, I like to. We'll be subversive. That part will be at the front of the podcast.
Yeah,
I dug it, man.
I like that song a lot. I mean, I haven't heard too much Biggie. I mean, I just heard like the stuff that was on the radio, in the early '90s and stuff. I wasn't too into it when I was a little kid. But like, you know, I listened to the same songs I liked that I heard in the radio back then. Now I like them.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I don't think a 13 or 14 year old kid should have been listening to Biggie.
No, probably not.
To be honest, and like I feel like that's why I don't understand race culture. Sometimes I'm like, we talking about like I know about the struggle. I listened to Biggie Smalls when I was a kid. Like, what is that not how it really is?
Well, when I was a kid, I mean, like the 13, 14 year olds that were listening to Biggie Smalls were the kids that were kind of like scary to me. The kids that would like, like pick on me and beat me up and stuff. You know, I went to a pretty rough junior high. We got into fights like every day, dude.
Dude, elementary school was rough. I hated being, what's it called, different than other people.
You know what I didn't like about... I didn't like being fat. That was the thing that got me down.
Man.
So, no.
I wish I could understand that, like, on that kind of level. Like, I've read stories, and, you know, you hear about it on the Sally Jesse Raphael's.
It's not a good thing.
And on the NBC Biggest Losers. But, I mean, to have to, like, go through that would be awful.
All right.
This is the most depressing. You know what? I feel like what it is. It's your beard. It's your music beard.
I think
it's also your winter beard. Is it spring there yet?
Kinda. Yeah, it's springy.
I think it's time. I think it's time to
Shed the winter coat. You think?
I think so.
Maybe trim it down to like a spring mustache.
Experiment with it. Take some photos. I don't know. Commit to anything. Give the option. do one of those series of photos where you're just like, you know, this is. The Dutch Van Buren I've decided to rock right now.
And, the Dutch Van Buren.
Because you have a lot of face. I mean, the people listening can't appreciate your face hair.
No.
Your underbeard is something.
Oh, my God. If we play Murderpalooza this year, if Double A's Black Party, even if, you know, you're not there, I know you're not going to be there. I don't even know if we'll be there. But if we do, I'm going to play underbeard just because I've got the worst beard of my life right now going on.
It's something else.
Look, I'm a monster.
It's really good, though.
I know.
It's really good. So let's play some more music. I think the people want to move on from talking about something they can't see. Problem. This is all sound. My bad. It's been a while.
This morning, you've got time for a hot home-cooked breakfast. Delicious and piping hot in only 3 microwave minutes.
Yo, pretty packages of Frosted Delights.
Look, it comes with a toy. I like that. I want a number 4, number 6, and throw in a plastic donut.
Just enjoy the gritty crunch. It tastes just like chicken. Wrappers of many bite sizes.
Man, are you freaking blind? It's a rock.
All mixed in the pot full. Mama's homemade from scratch. Well, not quite. Toasted over flames. They be tasting quite right.
All hell, King Neptune.
and his water breathers. No snail thing too quick for his water feeders. Don't waste time with your net. Our net worth is set. Ready, go. Many know others.
What?
We be the colors of the mad and the wicked. We be bad. We be brick it with the 24-hour sign. Shower mind habits while you dine like rabbits with the crunchy, crunchy carrots.
That's chicken.
Gotta have it super fast.
A whole line of breakfast you got time for.
Super fast, super fast. I come in last. But just in time for breakfast. Keep it true, keep it true. Forever blue. The night throws at us. Aluminum, a crucial fun. Aluminum. The sea is radioactive. The sea is radioactive.
All hail King Neptune and his water breathers. No snail thing too quick for his water feeders. Don't waste time with your net. Our net worth is set, ready, go. Many know others.
What?
We be the colors of the mad and the wicked. We be bad, we be brick it with the 24-hour sign. Shower mind habits while you dine like rabbits with the crunchy, crunchy carrots.
Oh, that's chicken.
Gotta have it super fast.
Super fast, super fast. I come in last. But just in time for breakfast. Keep it true, keep it true. Forever blue. The night throws at us. Aluminum, a crucial fun.
Terry got a gun he got from the store. He bought it with the money he got from his chores. He robbed a candy shop, told her lay down on the floor. Put the cookies in the bag, take the pennies out the drawer. Look, Khalil got a gun he got from the rebels to kill the infidels and American devils. A bomb on his waist, a mask on his face. Prays 5 times a day and listens to heavy metal. Little Alex got a gun he took from his dad that he snuck into school in his black book bag. His black nail polish, black boots and black hair. He gon' blow away the bully that just pushed his ass. Pushed his ass, pushed his ass, pushed his ass.
Another man today. Shot him in his back as he ran away. Then I blew up his hut with a hand grenade. Cut his wife though, then she put her hands to pray. Just 5 more dogs, then we can get a soccer ball. That's what my commander say. How old? Well, I'm like 10, 11. Been fighting since I was like 6 or 7. Now I don't know much about where I'm from, but I know I strike fear everywhere I come. Government want me dead, so I wear my gun. I really want the rocket launcher, but I'm still too young. This candy give me courage not to fear no one. To feel no pain and hear no tongue. So I hear no screams and I shed no tear. If I'm in your dreams, then your end is near.
Get your weapon, get your weapon, get your weapon. We're calling you. Guns are just too tall for you. We'll find you something small to use. A little weapon, a little weapon, a little weapon. Use you now.
Now here comes the march of the boy brigade. A macabre parade of the toys he made. And shamogs and shades who look half his age. About half the size of the flags they wave. And camouflage suits made to fit youths. Cause the ones off the dead soldiers hang a little loose. With AK-47s that they shooting into heaven. Like they trying to kill a Jetsons and struggles little recruits. Cute, smileless, heartless, violent. Childhood destroyed, devoid of all childish ways. Can't write their own names or read the words that's on their own graves. Think you gangster popped a few rounds. These kids have come through and murdered a whole town, then sit back and smoke and watch it burn down. The grave gets deeper the further we go down.
Get your weapon, get your weapon, get your weapon. We're calling you. There's a war. If the guns are just too tall for you, we'll find you something small to use. Get your weapon, get your weapon, get your weapon. We need you now.
Imagine if I had to console the families of those slain. I slayed on game consoles. I aim my hole, right trigger to squeeze. Press up and Y, one less nigga breathe. B for the bombs, press pause for your moms. Make the room silent. She don't approve of violent games. She leave, resume activity. Starting blue hearts apart, sharp wizardry. On next part, I insert code to sweeten up the little person's murder workload. I tell him he work both CIA with A. A operative, I operate this game all day. I hold a controller connected to the soldier with weapons on his shoulder. He's only seconds older than me. We play fool but serious. Now keep that on mind for online experience.
Get your weapon, get your weapon, get your weapon. We're calling you. There's a war. If it comes, not just too tall for you. To find you something small to use. Get your weapon, get your weapon, get your weapon. We need you now. Get your weapon, get your weapon, get your weapon. We're calling you. There's a war. If it comes, not just too tall for you. To find you something small to use. Get your weapon, get your weapon, get your weapon. We need you now.
So you picked Super Fast, which I had heard before.
Yeah, I love that track. De La Soul
with
Gorillaz.
It's so fun.
Oh, it's the most fun.
It's
I just
so
love
fun.
That hook. Super Fast, I come in last, but just in time for breakfast. That's brilliant.
Are they saying the ocean is radioactive or something is radioactive?
The sea is radioactive.
Radioactive, yeah.
All hail King Neptune and his water breathers. All right, you know.
Now, I love we're going to play that song.
I love Gorillaz. One of the reasons I picked that song is because I think Gorillaz is one of the big influences for the Grammar Club, I think, when we formed.
Totally.
Yeah, we were thinking kind of like, you know. I mean, we completely aped that structure.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
oh, totally.
Chorus.
Yeah.
It's a good structure. So.
It's really good. We also wanted to be, I think you put at one point, Linkin Park, but
yeah.
Talent. Or no,
like a
no, it was Limp Bizkit, but like a good Limp Bizkit.
No, it was Linkin Park.
Was it Linkin Park?
I don't even know.
Yeah, you're saying.
What would a good Limp Bizkit be? I don't even know.
Optimus Rhyme. I don't know.
Optimus Rhyme.
I just like I like the grunge band backbeats or like the rockin', but his rapping and or singing is left for desire. I feel music was pretty great.
I kind of like could not be touched. I liked a little bit of Limp Bizkit back in the day. I liked break stuff.
Method Man would. Yeah,
oh, yeah, well, no, that's how Method Man was not too bad.
Yeah, Method Man
tour. But mostly just Method Man was on it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
still. But that music.
With him on it good. Is not good, really.
He's the only guy on Biggie's album. First of all. So, we're going to play Super Fast. We're going to play Little Weapon by Lupe Fiasco. And then we're going to talk to you about, you know,
we just
Life,
played,
Love.
I think we just played
those songs. Oh, really?
No,
we talked about why you picked them. We never, like.
Oh, fuck. I'm not good at podcast.
Well, we'll just fucking. We're not going to play that. We just played it. Duh. We just talked about it forever.
Talk about Lupe Fiasco, Little Weapon. Why'd you pick that song?
I like that song because I had just at the time when I heard that song when I was digging it, I had just seen the movie Blood Diamond, and even a song about it's about you know the fun topic that Leonardo DiCaprio love interest story about African blood diamonds. You know how that plays as well.
Yeah.
So it's really like an unbearably horrifying story, but it's pretty cool. There's some
right,
guns
right,
and stuff,
right.
And it's fucked up. But it's like he did that, and then it also involved what I feel is pretty nerdcore about with some video game references in there, talking about Xbox killing dudes and how it associates with killing dudes in real life or bling.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool.
I think it's a great track. I love the instrumental. I love Lupe's voice.
Mm-hmm.
I love his flow. You know, so I'm glad you picked
Nobody's
something
cool.
by him. But
I like he's nerdy. I can relate to it. It's hard for me to relate to it.
Oh, totally.
Sometimes.
Totally.
It's hard time. I mean, you're a rapper and you know this because internet has deemed you
a rapper
like 100
oh,
times.
Yeah.
Like rapper.
Like Wikipedia. My Wikipedia keeps saying I'm like I delete it. I try not to edit my own Wikipedia. But the only thing
right.
I will do is go in and I will delete it when someone says I'm a rapper.
Well,
you know, I can't. I shouldn't
says,
say this because, like, Chozo is going to go in and like routinely add that I'm a rapper now if he hears this.
He will hear it.
I'm just gonna
I like to go
out.
In there. I only change mine when it says I'm fat and my boob
right.
milk provides sustenance for Grammar Club, but then at least it links to Grammar Club.
I'm going to change. I'm going to change Wikipedia so it says you're like a just completely a mythological creature. Like, you're a kraken that lives in the ocean. Your hands are microphones.
One dude had written, I actually liked it. He had written, you know, born 1985, whatever, my birth date.
Yeah.
And then he put died, not applicable, immortal. And I was like, yeah, I like that.
That's true.
I'm allowed not that dead. One. Not ever.
Died.
Robot technology.
Like, he couldn't remove that field. He had to put something in it. All right. So Beefy, what have you been doing recently? What are you spending your time on these days?
So, I mean, I don't even make music anymore, man. No. This is like me retroactively being
like a hip hop guy. Recap.
I've been on a hip hop vacation. So I've been having a fun trip through real life. I've been touring the real world.
Yeah.
You know, making big moves. I just go to school now. I help raise a kid. I take cool pictures with the child.
What are you going to school for?
I've decided to become this is too real for me.
Yeah.
I'm becoming an interpreter. I'm going to try to become a sign language interpreter for the deaf and the hard of hearing.
That's great. That's a good job.
I hope so.
It's so specialized and it's so in need.
Well, you would think. I don't know how many deaf people there are, because I only know two. You know, right. And I'm in the field, but they need stuff, and I don't want to shuffle like we talk about with the collegiate style, because, you know,
that's right.
College degrees, right? Well,
it's a really good idea to go to college for that. I mean, it's a hard skill, and it's not a skill that's going to be outmoded by technology. It's not like learning, you know, a programming language or some piece of software, or developing some tech skill that will change over time and be outmoded. I mean, ASL is always going to be there. Age, sex, location.
Yeah, you got to have the age, sex, location. Because how are you going to know if she's a 17-year-old hottie from Florida?
That's right. If you can't sign to her.
Yeah. If you can't sign to her, it's over.
That's right. Banging deaf girls. We took it there. I think we had a plan, too. We actually successfully got to that. We hit that point.
Yeah, so, Shel Riley discovered that there is pornography on the internet, like, of deaf women.
There absolutely is.
Because that is a subgenre that, you know what, I hadn't thought of, but I'm glad someone had.
That's right. Because
now that need was fulfilled. And so I don't feel like that's exploitive. I feel like that's, you know, it's a good time. No one's taking disadvantage of anyone.
No, and they make...
They know what's on the up and up.
Right.
They're people, too.
They are people.
They're good people. That's what I appreciate about them.
They're people.
But yeah, so I wanna learn to interpret. I really dig it. You know, I have a lot of fun with it. I annoy my Twitter followers with my 100%s because I haven't gotten 100%s on paper since I was in middle school.
Nice.
And they force you to go. You don't have a car at that point. What are you gonna do? Leave school? There's dogs out there. I mean, wild ones.
Wild ones. Wild ones. Wild ones.
Podcast.
Oh, we didn't get
it.
Man, I stuck 7 needles in my back, 18 nails in my feet, no slack. Rope around my left arm, chains on my right. Duct tape wrapped around my stomach just to hide. External wiring trying to bring joy. I haven't left the light side since I was a boy. Razor blade coating on the roof from my mouth. Muck done ducked out the back door.
South of my good side, east of the pain.
14 fathom from the surface of my brain. Same work clothes, folded in the fire brought them home. South Carolina, polluted beach bone. Dodge crooks, fishing hooks, sink in the prize. Lie to everybody, keep the truth televised. Toothless jawbone, talk about the day.
The day I float up, out, and away.
Hot coals on my elbows, skin thicker. Apartheid sticker slowly fade. Replaced by American flags on car bomb and band. My own greed crammed in Vietnamese boxes. Sabotage self-preservation with toxins. Spinal column reads like a romance novel. Toggle outlooks, pocket bashing the books. It took time, scrape all the gunk from my mind. And now I say goodbye. And now I say goodbye. No quiero ir contigo. Baby, so we go. Now you know we're gonna try. And now I say goodbye. No quiero ir contigo. Baby, so we go. Now you know we're gonna try. And now I say goodbye. Goodbye. The fuck down. Chill out, relax. You take it easy, but don't worry, just silence that sound. Kill the noise, avoid the static. Volume down, please. Grab it when you can, and when you can, I reduce the rage. I refuse to pay anybody to ape me. I get paid the legal way, see, I stay free. Sip CB, cocktails, eat, no meat.
Slide,
I let it slide, yo, just goodbye. Is that enough for me to ape?
What?
The AHP over OCD, toting double rubber coverage in the city. Look at me, I'm not about to be the UGC. Freaking out over nothing, breathe deeply. I gotta be moving on, I see you. You've been sitting too long, so I pulled 7 needles from my spine. About the duct tape, no time for you whiners. You either give up the fight or get behind us. I just don't give a fuck, it's easy like that. You really let it go, then it don't come back. I know all the pros and the cons are whack. Stack notebooks, keep it crisp and exact. I let it flow free from the back of my mind. Before I say goodbye, before I say goodbye.
Yo,
no quiero ir contigo. Baby, so we go.
So
you know we're gonna try. And now I say goodbye. No quiero ir contigo. Baby, so we go. So you know we're gonna try. And now I say goodbye. 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 Goodbye.
What is the process called of joining together of molecules so that the compounds with chains of very large molecular size are produced? Yes, Mark.
Dehydration synthesis?
No, polymerization is what we needed there. I can hardly say that.
Okay. You know, this will be good enough.
We'll find a rhythm. If it gets, here's the thing I've learned about podcasting. If it becomes too difficult to podcast, to edit the podcast, that podcast just won't be released. There have been so many jalps that, like, the podcast crashed and we're just like, well, we're not going to redo all that. I'm bored of talking to you people. Let's go have a smoke. So, 1, 2, 3 podcast.
Okay.
All right. So, what did we just listen to?
We just listened to...
so good at this.
Alex S, the Cutie Mark Crusaders and Dubstep Mix. And I love My Little Pony, but I gotta say that song doesn't that have like the sickest hook? We are the Cutie Mark Crusaders on a quest to find out who we are. No.
Like, I can't not see, like, I have the little cute daughter little thing I have, my Nugget.
Yeah.
She's 3-year-old little girl princess. She, like, you watch My Little Pony on this, like, level of, oh, you know, I can appreciate the story. I have to watch these things just repeatedly over and over and over again. Which, and I love it. It's fine. And just maybe she should watch My Little Pony. She doesn't. She's not into it yet.
No, you seriously get her into it, because I mean, it's definitely for kids, but it's also for adults. It's got like a really deep world, and it's got like some smart character interactions that some kids, you know, it's like it might go above some kids' heads, but they'll still like the show.
Right.
It's really interesting how they do it, and that song is not indicative of what the typical song from the show is.
No,
because the show is about six like adult ponies, and that song is sung by the three like B plot little kid ponies. So it's like even more cutesy and tiny and ridiculous. But I just love that someone did a dubstep auto tuned remix of a song, because part of the joke of the song is that the singer who's singing it, they're trying to figure out, the three little girl ponies are trying to figure out what their special talents are, because when you get your special talent, you get your cutie mark, your butt mark as a pony, and they're all just seeing what they're good at, and they're not good at the things they're doing in the song. So the singer is like a shit singer, and she's off key the whole time. So I love that this dubstep auto-tuned remix puts her on key, and it's like super hard. It's just a great mix.
Okay, that's like a lot more sense to me.
Which is someone I found on YouTube.
That's pretty hilarious. But, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to check it out, because I'll admit it was catchy, but like I said, I just can't help seeing the cartoon in my head, and so like I'm picturing that the whole time. I'm just like, this is ridiculous, but it's fun.
Oh my god, when you actually watch the episode, it's hilarious, because like the person making the costumes is bad at the costumes. The person doing the set design, the lighting is bad. They're all just like, everything's messed up, but they're trying to do this big, like, live interpretive dance pop performance of it, and they're like crashing into the stage, and their costumes are all like, they look like Guns N' Roses. It's so funny, all their costumes. And I like the adult pony, who's the aunt of one of them, or the older sister of one of them, is just in the audience the whole time, and she just like, she looks pained. Like it hurts her to watch her little sister like embarrass herself like this the whole time.
I've been watching. I got like Carl Olsen back in the day would have had a field day with this. I started watching Full Metal Alchemist, and I dug it so hard. Like we watched. Shander started me with Brotherhood, which is like the new one they redid or whatever. When they redid it based on manga, I guess. I don't know. I Wikipedia'd it briefly, but I just dug it and I watched the whole damn thing like quickfire, just marathon style for weeks. I dedicated my life to it, and it was I dug it a lot. Now, like, I'm just like, can I get that invested after seeing something like that? Can I get invested in ponies? Like, can I make that transition? And I feel like I might be able to.
It's real easy. I mean, it's not as mentally taxing to keep up with the plot as is for like Full Metal Alchemist. I don't know how complex the plot
is.
It's
anime, so complex, you know, because that's what I've noticed.
This is not anime. It's like anime style animation, kind of, but it's definitely an American show with American sensibilities. Right. And it's like, it's more of a,
what would you compare it to?
Easy watch. You don't have to like guess like, oh, what was that character? What would I compare it to?
What other cartoon would you compare it to?
I would compare it to Sailor Moon, actually.
Oh shit.
It's a little bit like Sailor
Moon. Dude, I don't know.
Cause like the first two episodes, they go on like a monster fighting adventure, but then they're just girling around.
Right.
So it's like the parts of Sailor Moon where they don't fight a monster and they just like, F around and have.
Is there
like,
a tuxedo young, mask?
Like,
is there a tuxedo mask character in the?
No, actually, the show is really like not sexual or romantic, which is nice.
Oh, that's a good change of pace.
They don't ever have that kind of plot.
Here's my new fear that I don't want to see realized. Layla loves My Little Ponies based on the fact that they're a small toy that she can comb. Chandra is absolutely in love with Sailor Moon from forever ago. Like when Layla, when she was Layla's age, combing things as little girls don't want to do. I'm afraid that they're both going to get into it. And my life is going to become My Little Ponies. If I open Pandora's box, because this show is not on Netflix yet, and it's not on Hulu. So my girls, they have.
Oh, but it's on YouTube.
They are not aware of it yet because we don't have YouTube on the TV, and that's where we do the majority of our television.
I don't think it's going to come to Hulu or Netflix
for a long time. If I download it for them and I get it and I do these things, I make this commitment to torrent it and I show it to them, I may never get – I might have to commit to this show forever.
Well, there are only 26 episodes. And
right now,
I think like once you start watching them – like I did not – I'd never get into TV shows. I'm really blasé and like hard – I'm hard to please.
Right.
So I watched an episode and I'm like, yeah, it's good. I'll watch it again sometime. And I never watch it unless friends come over and they want to watch it. But with this show, I watched two episodes, and I was like, I kind of felt that way at first. I was like, yeah, it's a pretty good show. I'm surprised they took this stupid kid show, My Little Pony, which I loved as a little kid, but I mean, it is stupid. Yeah. It's for kids. And they took the same characters and reimagined them as more sophisticated versions of themselves, and it's really cool. But I thought, like, yeah, I'm not gonna watch too much of it. I got other stuff to do. And then, like, 2 hours later, I was, like, back on that YouTube channel just watching the whole season, like, back to back.
Jeez, dude.
And I'd, that's yeah, happen. And like halfway through, they could do halfway through. I went to my friend's house, and I was like you know, we hang out on the weekends. Some of my, me and my just old college friends who happen to live where I'm living now,
right.
And you know, like four of us, and we're all sitting there. We're in our like late 20s. One of them's in our early 30s, and I'm like, guys, let me pitch you on something. My Little Ponies.
How high?
And they're all like, no, just no, you're ridiculous. But you know, I got them to watch two episodes. And they had the same thing. They're like, you know, that was not as bad as I thought.
Right. Because you have low expectations. Then, like,
exactly. Because you have low expectations. Then the next day, like, Kelly, one of my friends, she's like, oh, we got to get together and watch the rest of Ponies. This is serious. And I was like, yeah.
This is serious.
And then she got her husband, Alan, into it. And my wonderful friend, Chris, who always hangs out with us, he hates it. He still watches it because we're all watching it, and he comes over and he's like, oh, are you going to play Ponies? Okay, I'll play League of Legends. But like, he'll watch it while he's playing, and he'll kind of like, but despite himself, he knows like the whole plot of the season.
It's like, what am I going to do? Not hang out? I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Be there.
He's like, you guys watching Ponies or fucking hang out by myself?
Fucking guys.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, I kind of got up on a tangent.
Yeah, it's
there.
Fun though.
Let's talk about your song.
Who cares about my song?
You picked Optimus Rhyme. Optimus Rhyme, Calm Down. Now those are some cool guys. I opened for them one time. That was awesome.
Yeah,
I know you played with
them,
right?
They are my favorite.
So we both
ever.
Played with Optimus Rhyme.
We can always say that about each other. That's how we know that we're legit. I'm already nerdcore hipster because I can want to be one of the people that said, you know, I performed with and opened for and collaborated with Optimus Rhyme in the flesh. That's something I'm gonna take to my grave and that'd be proud of, because you know, I came up as a fan first and foremost, and I still am. And I'm like a nerd, just be like, oh my god, my favorite band is, we're hanging out, yeah. We're chilling. But it was cool. And that was one of the songs, like, that was the ones when I heard that I really liked them before I saw them. Because, you know, they made some of their later songs. Like, I got into them a little bit early, and then they made they had School of the Indie Rockers come out right away after that, and then they had their EP and their single, but then not much after that.
Right,
so this
right.
is one of their earlier ones. That's way before I heard them. And it's so good. And I thought it was really cool, and it was, they used to rap a lot with broken English back in the day when they were doing early shows, and would have been cool to see that. Would have been cool. And I really dig it. And, you know, for all the kids that, like, dig Optimus Rhyme, if for no other reason than I've pushed it so hard throughout like my time podcasting, and anytime I talk about rap, talk about Optimus, I miss them. But Willie Cyberman's still around. Like, if people are in Seattle and you go and you see Super Commuter, Stenobot, Willie Cyberman, Tuan Roars, or Tron One, they do shows now. It's probably sick, but I can't go out to Seattle to see it. Due to that whole little kid thing and me going to school.
Yeah, you are.
But go see Willie Cyberman, because it's like the voice of Optimus Rhyme has traveled on, and he's now inside of computers with chiptune beats.
Bleeding from the pores in this mosquito melee summer. At least something. Thriving in our darkest hour. Stray dogs are sleeping infested in the shade of a dumpster. Dripping mildew smell from a window unit air conditioner. Glassy boiling. see fences where kids are diving off the roofs and underwater kissing, and they're tapping at your window at midnight, sneaking you out to the park by your house where the sun never goes down. But the summer, it passes from you, and it never shines as bright. So you sleep all afternoon and chase nostalgia all night. We took the train to Woodley Park so we could drink at 5 o'clock, and we emptied glasses on the bar till the smoke had filled up every pore, and we tumbled out onto the street, and we elbowed through the town's elite, and the moon was hanging from my eyelids. I drifted in and out of conscious. I dreamed a taxi cab could take us back to summer's hazy places. A party full of all our friends was folded up inside my head, but I woke up on a vinyl metro scene suburbs where my loneliness could sleep.
I gotta share this story cause it brightened my world. Our main character is an amazing little girl, wide-eyed, observant, and taking in everything. Plus the biggest smile that everyone had ever seen. Happy as could be, it didn't make sense, cause this little girl was surrounded by silence all through. Audio masked like a costume, no sound either way, ergo no volume. Never said a word, never made a noise. In fact, she never even heard her parents' voice, but they loved her exactly the same. Nothing fancy, you can't overestimate the value of a family. Taught her how to sign, write the alphabet and read, and showed me that special needs make a special breed. Hands down agreed, best money they ever spent was getting a computer and connection to the internet. And new technology I'm placing all my trust, cause this is a science I've grown to know and love. Discoveries and research with time is the offset, moving so fast, just imagining the progress. Endless possibilities, the future isn't clear, can't wait to see where we're gonna go from here. With meaning, ambition, drive and a purpose, just you wait, we're only scratching the surface. Technology's impact can be so profound, having conversations without the need for sound. Engaging was easy as now, she had a choice, cause online, the internet gave her a voice. Plus she discovered that she's very artistic, designs illustrations showing how she's gifted, scrolls and uploads to community posts, and gets all the downloads and popular votes. And still loves reading, research and learning, her fire for knowledge never stops burning. She comes across an article about an advance, the cochlear implant will give her a chance, reverse and unearth the whole world she's never heard, connect a couple wires and activate the nerves. This gift that we're giving for her will be priceless. Explore the other side of this curtain made of silence. And new technology I'm placing all my trust, cause this is a science I've grown to know and love. Discoveries and research with time is the offset, moving so fast, just imagining the progress. Endless possibilities, the future isn't clear, can't wait to see where we're gonna go from here. With meaning, ambition, drive and a purpose, just you wait, we're only scratching the surface.
She met with the doctors and planned all of it out. Insurance came through when they paid the whole amount. Now I believe in miracles, I'll honestly confess. Impressed, the surgery had ended in success. Confused by the very first sounds that she hears. In therapy for years while adjusting to her ears. Hit a couple barriers, she's overcoming all of it. Dedicated, working every day with audiologists. Plus she's an optimist, still got that smile. It's even bigger now, grin is wider than a mile. Talking to her parents, such a great influence. Speaking with the friends, even getting into music. Grooving to some nerdcore and hearing all the fun. She's a dual core fan, favorite album 01. But that might change with the song that you're witnessing. I mean this sincerely, thank you for listening. I'm placing all my trust, cause this is a science I've grown to know and love. Discoveries and research with time is the offset. Moving so fast, just imagining the progress. Endless possibilities, the future isn't clear. Can't wait to see where we're gonna go from here. With meaning, ambition, drive and a purpose. Just you wait, we're only scratching the surface.
I've learned that as long as you put something out, people will, if they have to adjust the volume, they'll do it, you know. Because we got diehards. We'll start with seven listeners, and we will get 16.
That's right.
But that'll be that's a tight we'll get group. 16. The Faithful Seven back from the Jalp days, that is a tight, they still don't represent that they listen to a podcast.
From the Jalp days. Can you still hear me? Because I think I'm having some mic problems. Did I get real quiet or anything? No? Okay, good.
I'm still recording.
All right. Okay, so we just played some more music. And I started with I Come to Shanghai, The Commute. And I think my friend Josh Zen Albatross turned me on to I Come to Shanghai, another indie rock band. I know from what he tells me, those guys are both professional game reviewers.
Really?
So that's pretty neat, yeah, and that's they have a free album at icometoshanghai.com, and I think that's my favorite.
It's nice to know that they're not only lucky to have such a great job, but they're also cursed with the gifts of musical talent as well.
I know.
What a horrible life they must lead.
Yeah, that seems right? like for a self-produced album, that's pretty tight, too. The production's pretty slick.
Yeah.
I don't know how self-produced it was. I don't know.
It sounded pretty tight to me,
it sounded pretty tight.
That's the type of music. I mean, you're not going to confuse it with Lady Gaga. You know, I've listened to Lady
for its genre.
It's the Lady Gaga of the genre. The Katy Perry.
Well, I mean, like for its genre, it's about as well produced as Lady Gaga. I mean, it's not going to sound as compressed because it's not like bubblegum pop. But
I get you. I thought it was.
You know, yeah.
That was the one I was listening to. I was like, this is so strange. They're saying the strangest things. So
yeah, they do. I like their strange lyrics.
And you totally are, and I can see that, and I like it a lot. Right. Like we're gonna talk about your Weird Al cover later, and I was thinking about that. Like, you know, as far as Weird Al songs go, that the content in that song kind of fit in your wheelhouse as far as like its cover. But I was like, sure, Riley could do that. Maybe he'd be a little more subtle on some of the things, but sure, Riley would do that.
Yeah.
Okay. How are you yawning on your podcast?
I'm what sorry, I got a problem. I don't know.
He's like,
I haven't slept well.
You go to sleep at like 7.
I literally go to sleep at like, you know, because I was talking to you on
AIM. I was pulling all nighter. I was like, this is like, amazing. I can't believe I'm still awake.
You're like, I went to sleep at 7:30.
You're like, night beef.
I probably got up at like noon. I don't know.
It's like short weather still. It's,
I haven't been able to sleep.
It's always good to know that no matter what time I'm online, I'll be able to see your icon pop up.
I'm there for you. Your East Coast buddy.
So that was a good song. Yeah. Where are we at now?
That was a good song. From you, we played Dual Core.
Oh,
our friend Dave.
In Tahiti.
And our friend Chris, C64. We have worked with both those dudes, and that's...
Yeah, both of them supremely intelligent track. Together. So great.
Yeah, definitely.
But,
so you picked a pretty serious track.
Well, it fits into my wheelhouse right now because of the ASL stuff I'm
how's
doing.
How's that? Oh, because that's right.
And so the cochlear implants and stuff.
I wasn't even thinking that.
You know, it's so cool. Like, and I've been like sitting around like thinking like, you know, I write what I know and stuff, and I'm sitting in this class like, you know, how could I make a song to represent for the ASL? But you can't sign a rap song, really, and I can't sign on a record.
No. Well, you can do some serious rap hands.
I can do some serious
rap hands.
If you
play live, you could kind
of
– if you played live and you signed like what you were playing,
it was like
– like while you were singing it, that'd be pretty cool.
Get some dancers up on there.
You could attract the deaf crowd to your shows.
Yeah. There's a pretty popular YouTube video of a girl sign dancing – CeeLo's Fuck You.
Yeah.
And she does it so good.
Oh, nice.
It's so good. So good.
That's such a good track.
Speaking of having like a cushy gig, we're talking about the commute. The David into 80 of Dual Core. Dude is like, it's like if you were had the capability to be an evil genius and mad scientist and you also wanted to rap, like you would be that guy. Like I feel like he's training to be Bond. He could be Jason Bourne with rap skills. Dude, he does like parkour. He'll just like street climbing.
Does Dave do that?
Man, the first time I met him, like his arm was all messed up. And I was like, you know, I'd only know him from the internet. Maybe his arm was just messed up. That's, you know, I'm not going to ask him about it. Turns out.
Oh, you know, I saw him when his arm was messed up too.
And then I asked him about it because I was he was telling us he was like free climbing this building and he falls and like he scrapes his arm up real bad. And like it's all.
No, you know what the thing is? He's Mario. Look at that mustache.
He's so good at Mario.
He's Super Mario.
He's Super Mario. He could pull that off good. He could pull it. Ah, he rocks that mustache so hard too. I wonder if he keeps the secret.
I know.
I feel like there's a secret underneath there. What's your secret?
I can't imagine what his face is like without it. I mean,
so like I'll ask him to like explain a rhyme because, you know, I'm big into the music, but I don't get like 98% of it. But his flow is so good, I'll stick around. Yeah. But I don't know anything about kernel compiling, and I don't know anything about I don't know anything about the terminology he uses. And I'll ask him about one line, and like he will call his professor the shit out of me, and just like. Give me the full backstory of everything it is. And, like, I feel so educated at the end of it. Like, I feel a little drained, but I'm just like, I get full of so much information. And he does it so quick and so fast, but he still makes it able for me to understand it with my caveman brain. And it's just,
That's awesome.
And he's like, oh, yeah, so he's this genius who can do all these other things. Yeah. Oh, hold on. I got it. Hold up. Pause podcast.
Okay.
Podcast.
All right.
So now just get podcast. I know it didn't sync for us, but
it's good enough.
When you get it, it'll sync.
Get you a split second after me, and it'll be like.
No, me and Mustard making a whole album together. It's gonna be good, and I can't. We got some people on it. We got some themes going. It's gonna be pretty memorable.
What kind of themes you have going? Is it what sets this album apart from other albums you've done in the past? What's different about it?
There's, you know, I'm conscious of my being at every moment and every time and every second of this track, of my hip hop persona of rapper Beefy.
Gotcha.
He is conscious throughout the entirety of this album. No, it's just, it's cool. It's going to run like it's like concept-y. We have a thing. Like, it's hard to explain without giving it all away.
Mm.
And it's just a fun little project we're going to do. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be my next full length. And then I think I'm going to do some free stuff. And one of the free things I'm going to do, because you got to give people some free music, I feel.
Right.
Now, I know it's been a long time since you released, like, an album, like, for real, like, officially.
Oh, that isn't, God, yeah.
Like, not on a cassette tape.
I know. Yeah.
I mean, Toy Box, 2005?
Yeah.
2005. It would have been,
yeah. Christmas.
That was, like, the first, like, official, like, release, because Songs from the Pit isn't on, I guess Grammar Club, but
it's
no Show Rally solo stuff.
Songs from the Pit is on the 61.com, and it's, you know, people downloaded it. It's not just, it was a cassette for, like, 6 months, and then we put it up.
Oh, that's right, so that was for free.
Yeah, that was 2009.
I forgot that it was for, But it was the 61. You got to get that. I forgot about that. Is it on showriley.com?
Yeah, it is. It is. You can. It's not a free download, you know, but you can stream it on showriley.com, and you can buy it on the 61. And I don't want to set it up so you can buy it somewhere else, because all those tracks are redone for the new album.
But so, they're redone, and Key is redone, because I'd heard those songs forever, and you know.
Yeah, but they were all rearranged and remastered. So.
And then I listened to your new album. I listened to it forever. Let's talk about your album. I don't care what we're supposed to talk about. Let's talk about your new album for a little bit.
No, this fits in. You
have a track on there with Megaran that when I'm in the mood, I'll just skip direct to track 10. Boom, 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 boom. It starts so good. He's so good on it. You guys are so good on it. You and Ty. It's great.
Thank you. I like that track. I like that track too. We were supposed to get a video done for that, but it just didn't work out. Like Ram was going to come up from Philadelphia, there was a blizzard, because he was, I was in New York City and over the winter, and he was in Philly, and we tried to coordinate for a video. It didn't happen, but hopefully we'll get something. That track is maybe you guys Area do it Dolls guy, and it's one of my favorites on the album too. I think Rand's flow is incredible, and that's one of like three songs on the album I didn't write the instrumental for. I did was write like half of the song lyrics and sing the hook. So Ty wrote all the music and Rand wrote all the rapping, and I just kind of did a little hook.
Well, it was kind of Grammar Club-y that way.
Yeah.
You know, and I liked it. I was like, oh, that's so good. That should have been me. But Rand is so good.
We don't do enough together.
No, I know. You gotta ballpark. I like Billy the Fridge. Billy the Fridge is on there. Yeah. I'm like, Billy? Really? Had to replace a fatty with a fatty? How dare you?
Come on, man. Like, we got a whole album so together. Good. You can't be jealous that I got Billy, other people on my album.
I can and I will be.
All right. We'll get you on the next one.
You two-timing beard.
Here's the question, though. If you make a cameo, you do a collab on a Grammar Club, on a Double Eyes Backfire track, what do we call that? Is that the Grammar Club or is that Double Eyes Backfire?
I think it's good that we have the distinction. I think it's good that you go out and you spread your wings.
Yeah.
Because Billy the Fridge can do a verse on your album that I don't feel like I could have ever done.
Yeah, well, you know,
I don't think I could have tackled the subject matter. You guys, I mean, like, the people don't know yet, right? Because these songs aren't available for download yet, right?
No, but hopefully before we get the next podcast up, they'll be down. I mean, because the albums are printed, and they're sitting in Ricky's basement. They've been there for 2 weeks. And
they got the baby.
What we're waiting on now is printing the special edition booklets, because we don't want to send the regular editions out before the special editions, because we'll feel like
because
jerks,
of people Kickstarters.
Yeah, because people paid, like, twice as much for the special edition. So if we send out the regular edition first... That's pretty dick.
That's pretty shitty. Yeah. I've done some dick moves like that in the past. You don't want to do that. I've learned.
We're just waiting to get the booklets for this. The booklets with like the song charts and the write-ups and all the songs. All the chord charts and stuff and lyrics.
If I can contribute in any way, I will. But Megaran's great on it. Billy the Fridge is great on it. Who else is on that?
We got to play that track now.
Do you have to? Because we're going to play sorry.
I can play it because, Megaran played it on one of his podcasts. Like, he did a podcast. Oh, did he? And I guess, I don't know if it was his podcast or
you can play that instead of You can play that instead of my song. We can still play, because I wanted to play the Benjamin Bear song.
Okay. We could do that.
Let's play your track for mine, because that's what I would have picked. Like,
all right, we'll switch that. We'll switch that out.
If I didn't want it to seem like I was blowing smoke up your butt. I don't know if the 3-year-old's awake.
It's okay. She's got to learn sometime.
Yeah, she's got to. This is fine. I hope her mother doesn't. It's this long of the podcast. Her mother hasn't heard this by now. That's fine.
Does she not say butt? Is that not allowed?
Well, I just didn't want to say. Yeah. I didn't want to say ass. I'm confident she's asleep now.
I'm just messing with you. I'm sorry.
If she was awake, she would have just said. She would be like butt. They're like, Layla, don't say butt.
Don't you? get attached and you say it's not a match. So don't doubt my 10 when you think about him. I don't wanna hear about your problems with men. Picturing myself in his place, holding your hand and caressing your face. You don't understand, I'm a mess of disgrace. It's all in the cards, so I guess it was fate. And I'm not bitterness, but this is how it's gonna be. Hope you get what you wanted, cause it surely wasn't me. I'm gone.
Watching his eyes, she's wanting it all. Emerald lips and toes, screaming there she blows in a seafoam blue dress. As she blows out her hair, she gives him a cannonball stare. He's giving up on aerial dolls, guy is trying to find the perfect girl.
It'll change so drastically. I used to worship the grind, get tried on. Now I can't stand the sight of you, not at all. Even put your name in the cup of the song, but thank God for the leak, cause them suckers are gone. I heard you're coming along, and that's just peachy. Got a new lackey, I guess she don't need me. Mom even asked me, what happened to her? I should've never gotten close, I knew that would occur. Now I only know that you're flawed, but I still read the picture. Wondering why you ever wanted to get you. And don't cry for me, I'll be fine. Hop in a Nissan, throw up a peace sign, I'm gone.
We'll be right back.
What are we doing?
We just played we played Area Dolls Guy by my band The Double S Backfire. And
yes.
We also played Burning Away by Benjamin Bear and Jalen Coffin, his ex-wife.
Is that I saw a thing, it was like Pixie something. Is that a cover song or is that a original song?
I think that's an original song. Is it a cover? Is it like in the MP, is that in the ID3 tag?
In the MP, like, here, let me find what it said.
Does it say?
Because I played it and I enjoyed it entirely. It says Pixies ripoff, under genre.
Oh, it's a Pixies ripoff.
So Pixies ripoff. So I don't know anything about the Pixies, but this song, I dug it a lot. This is pretty. I thought Benjamin Bear and Jalen. I think that's a really cool song. How old is that song, if you don't mind my asking?
That song is from Benjamin Bear's 2010 release, Tuesday, which is... No, not Tuesday. It's Everything Left, the album before Tuesday. And that is kind of a compilation of some of songs that he has been kicking around, hasn't had formal releases for some of them. But some of them are like four years old, some of them are from that year and some are older. And I like that album. It's really not very hip hop. It's very,
because, you know, I saw Benjamin Bear and I'm like, you know, I've heard of him back in the day.
I know, when check that album out.
And then, you know, I've heard of his other tracks. It's like, oh, you know, he's rapping. And you know, some of those are really good. But then, you know, I never really listened to it. I didn't really like delve into it too much. And I'm.
What can the problem be, sweet? Oh,
I come from a lazy podcast. I come from a very... What?
Whoa. No. Real life.
Disconnected. Because I'll tell you why.
Oh, sweet. Priorities.
I get calls from for so many people that aren't for me. Like, I'm sorry that Tinashe Jackman's didn't pay her bill, but stop calling here because she don't live here no more. I live here.
Wow.
Yeah, and I can, but I'm not going to because it's going to be the same problem anyway.
Yeah, I probably did that to somebody when I didn't pay my bill and they just disconnected.
We all been there.
Yeah, my friends tell me, I called you and somebody was real angry. And I'm just like, oh, sorry about that. I call the Google Voice now, you know?
It's that guy might be looking for student loans.
Sometimes I hope, you know, all the more famous than me people that I know have that old number. So I hope, I hope Front or Schaefer. Or Brian from iFi Dragons doesn't try to get a hold of me and get that.
iFi Dragons is we're gonna go on tour in Europe and we need Show Riley. We need Show Riley.
Oh, it's called Show.
We're gonna do the fucking Glasses and Beards Fest, and there's no one I need more on this bill than Show Riley. And he's
they're gonna be like, oh, I called. You know, it was someone who was so angry that it put me off from the whole idea. And we're gonna
get MC Lars, MC Chris, and let's just. Shell who is what
I'm
going to
say. Myself
grammar
indulgence.
What? I don't even care.
That's right.
Yeah, so. So, okay, let's talk about your Weird Al tribute. Let's talk about your cover song. Double down on the Shell Riley today. Fill me with your love.
Let's see. Well, it's a cover of Melanie, which is an old song from 1989 on Weird Al's Even Worse album. I was asked to take part in a tribute album way back in early 2010. And I said, sure, yeah, I'll do that. And I forgot about it for a long, long, long time. And I guess, you know, it collected some names with a little bit of fan base, you know, more than mine, Front, who the aforementioned, and MC Chris, the aforementioned also, and Kirby Crackle, I think, is on there. God, you know what? I'm gonna say that, but watch, it's not the case. I know Front and Chris are on there. I think Kirby Crackle's on there.
Let me some Kirby Crackle.
It's a bunch of different musicians, 20 tracks, doing covers of Weird Al, headed up
you're that guy now.
God, I can't. I'm terrible. This guy whose first or last name is Austin.
We gotta get this shit straight from when we went to Grammy Shale.
This is like the pilot. This is practice. This is like the level zero.
Why don't we call
podcast.
This the Grammar Cast or something? Like Grammar Club.
We gotta call this detention or something.
Oh, so you're on a
you're like remedial English. Remedial podcast. Remedial podcasting with Shale and Beefy.
This isn't a 100 level podcast at all.
Right, level 99 podcast. But I was asked to do this podcast. Forgot about it for a long time. Got deep into the place where we were mixing and mastering, mixing before mastering the Double S Backfire album. And at the same time, we were starting to mix the, starting to mix the Grammar Club album, MC Horse Rides Again, back in December, January. December, right. But we were still doing stuff with my album in January, and Double S Backfire album. So it was both those months. It was. I was working 4 or 5 hour days, you know? It was nuts. But, so, yeah, we're doing that. And during that period of time, I got a letter from Austin who's running this compilation. He's like, how's that track coming? I'm like, not so good.
I've owned Z from Hipster Please, a fucking cover song for a year. And I can't freaking, dude, because I have this beat and I don't like this beat. It's someone downplayed it. Someone said they didn't like it, and it's been in my head, and it nags at me, and now I don't like it. All my producers are busy. I need new producers.
All right, so you want to tell us about a demo you're going to play in a minute?
I'm going
to
do a free album, and I was just fucking around writing a verse because I'm having writer's block with my other projects. I'm just like, can't wrap my head around it. Can't get in the right headspace, but I was just wanting to write raps. So I started writing, and I put on Twitter, like, I started writing, I finished, and I said, man, I'm really tired of rapping, and I really can't think of anything else to rap about, but I still have all this beat left. So I hopped on Twitter and said, hey, who wants to rap? And, some people shouted out, but my buddy Adam Warrock, who is awesome, and Adam is dope. He's like my new favorite. Him, me, and David, I want to start like Wu-Tang, Nerd Wu-Tang.
You are your own favorite.
Uh-huh.
I love it.
Uh-huh.
Dude. No, it's okay. I'm my own favorite, too.
I want to start a group with these people, but just be able to stay in my bedroom. Because they're so like that. Oh. And like Megaran, and we keep putting all these tracks together and stuff. So I was like, hell yeah. And I was like, I'm recording, but I wanted to do this quick. But then I sat on it for a while and then to go out to find somebody. So Clofton Pop of the internets, he put together the majority of the Nerdcore Now compilation, from what I understand.
Right.
He's going to produce it, but I'm just like, I got this demo. I want people to hear it. So, if Josh gets me the final before we publish this, then, we'll put that on there. But here's a demo, and, like, I'm on it, Anna Warrock is representing, and then we just stole a beat from the Gnarls Barkley album, the first one, Saint Elsewhere, and Smiling Faces. I'm calling the song Shots, and it's fun. It's about drinking and about having good times. Nice.
Harder than a boss fight. You're drinking too much last night. It makes you think you got a mic. You're yelling at a Miller Lite. And though I took some time, I drank enough that I was puking. Then your brother grabbed my cup. I yelled, the fuck you think you're doing, kid? I will freak you. Now you don't know me like I know me. While my system has protection, so don't play me like I'm Sony. Just get out my face, you corny. And I bet that you a phony. Matter of fact, me disco beef, he would've called you a jabroni. It doesn't matter what your name is. It's just the way that I feel on booze. A thing to lose, I'll beat up all of the Jews. And I tell all the girls I love them, cause I do, that's how I feel. You officer, I wasn't drinking, I let Jesus take the wheel, I don't know if I will remember in the morning. Please correct me if I'm wrong, but I recall you made me horny. And if you got time to spare, I'd like a handful of your hair and drop my fluids in you, then an episode of Double Dare. Ambitions keep them bare, let the random people stare like it was 28 degrees and I was only rocking underwear. My eyes are barely working, I don't wanna crack another beer. It's almost 7:30, when the hell we getting out of here? I got places to be, I got things that I need. Did I bleed on my jeans? I don't need OMGs. Get me out of here, please, they all got a disease. So I'm down on my knees, I'm praying. Jehovah, please remove me from this house of hops and barley. If we're being honest, I am feeling sick, I'm feeling sorry. Stuck here with the schmuck and I could use a change of luck. You're with the hottie down to fuck, not wearing pants like Donald Duck, amen. It's obvious I need a change in my ways. It's just been one of those days where I just feel the malaise. I think it might be a phase, and if I'm out of this haze, maybe I can be like Adam and just simply amazed.
It goes one shot, two shots, three shots, Patron. When we stumble out the bar and try to make our way home, I never condone drinking and driving, whatever you're on's why I'm putting these damn potholes in your lawn. Back then, I knew these straight edge kids with those X's on their hands and the cuts on their wrists. Now it's more like this, Alcoholics Anonymous. My young professional friends drank the bottle till the bottom was tipped. I try to stay stuck in the middle, cause little did I know, sometimes this living life has got me out of control. I pop the champagne like we a championship team. Falling on the streets, you can hand me the back team. And the scars on my knuckles came from nights when I couldn't fight that demon in the bottle, so I asked him for advice. It's like he said, it's time for you to kill those fake smiles, losing yourself like you the star of 8 Mile. And M had balance for all the drugs that he was on, while me, I blew my bowels and hoping to get him gone. And Beef is talking to you and asked me to jump on, for us to take our troubles in a song we dumped on. I'm 12 steps from the secret of 8 ounces secreted. I'm blowing a .07 of my BAC. It's just another excuse for me to say it then. Man, I'm never gonna have another drink again.
Yep. All right, done. Sweet. That was good. Only an hour long. Hour and like 10 minutes. Something crazy.